Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Friday the 11th of September. The key focus for markets today is the US consumer price inflation data. It is a sad reflection on the state of leadership at the US Central Bank that expectations about the next interest rate move are so dependent upon this single data release. Today's data may be revised, and its accuracy is certainly something that can be questioned. And yet, such is the quality of US Federal Reserve Chair Warsh's communications that markets' expectation for policy for the remainder of this year rests on this solitary data set. Yesterday's producer price inflation data in the States was mixed. The headlines were very marginally weaker than had been expected, but the details that are used to calculate the personal consumer expenditure deflator were a little stronger. If today's number does avoid a rate increase at the September FOMC meeting, then a rate hike seems unlikely for the remainder of this year, because subsequent data will tend to be mildly disinflationary. If today's number provokes a rate increase, then a second rate hike seems likely to prove that the first was not a mistake. The mistake would then be corrected later in 2027. One thing that might weigh on policy decision-making is the performance of the bond market. Markets are now starting to react to inflation concerns, it would seem. The rise in crude oil prices to over $107 a barrel seemed to unnerve bond investors yesterday, pushing yields higher. US gasoline and diesel prices have continued to move up rapidly. In the past, there has been a hope that the negative political consequences of higher gasoline prices might encourage a US retreat in the Gulf. However, with US President Trump's approval ratings as low as they are, markets seem to be assuming a certain fatalism within the administration ahead of the midterm elections. As expectations around the power of voter opinion have faded, the optimism bias that was a market feature earlier in the conflict has been somewhat battered. US Treasury Secretary House Bennett's bond buying program has not proved to be a terribly effective remedy. Bond markets are also inclined to price in further European interest rate increases in the wake of another policy error yesterday. It's not so much the rate hike yesterday, which was expected, as the hawkish set of forecasts for inflation that have encouraged the market move. However, bond markets are now pricing in a number of rate hikes that, if enacted, would at least raise the possibility of a recession in the non-oil economy of Europe and would certainly induce an economic slowdown. It seems unlikely that the ECB would go that far, although another hike does seem more likely now. One more hike is a gesture that does not do that much to growth or inflation, but it allows the ECB to declare, look, we're doing something. The UK has done its normal data dump, with the random number generator of monthly GDP for July coming in stronger than had been expected. Manufacturing production was showing strength. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation
or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.